James. I'm going to read again a portion of the scripture, beginning with the 12th verse. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Each trial and temptation experience changes our relationship with God. Every trial and temptation experience changes our relationship with God. You know, as I look through the scripture, and I haven't seen this written down anywhere, but I've come to realize that Satan's main thing is to try to destroy the relationships that we have with God. Over and over again, if you look at all the things that he's done and the way that he does them, what it's all about is trying to destroy relationships that we have with God. Trying to pull us away from God. Trying to make us depend on him less. Trust in him less. Serve him less. The things that he does, the way that he does the things that he does, it seems that his purpose in total is trying to pull us away from the God of the universe. God who loves us so much. He wants us to not have that relationship with God. Look at the way he did what he did with Job. Job loved him more. Job knew who God was. Trusted in him. And recognizing it, that's not the prayer needed to be set up for his children. He wasn't real sure whether they might have sinned or not. But he knew that if he got in touch with the Lord and stayed in touch with the Lord, that the Lord would be there for him. But Job found that Satan's found that he had to try to do something about Job. You know, when I look back and see how that all came about, I guess if I were Job and I would look back on the experience now, I would have to be real proud of my service to the Lord. Somehow God said to Satan, this is a perfect man. God said, this is somebody who serves me like I want to be served. God said, this is somebody who I appreciate his service and his praise and his prayers. I appreciate him, and he's all right. Satan said, well, I'm going to destroy that relationship. Because I'm going to show that really if I get into his case and change some things, that it won't be the same anymore. And we know the story of Job, all the things that Satan did to him to destroy that relationship. All the things that he did over and over again, he found something to try to pull him away from it. And as a matter of fact, it got to the point where his wife said, you ought to curse God off and just die. I've seen what's going through Job. Let me just give you some advice. You ought to just curse God and die. Said you speak like a foolish woman. That relationship that I have with God is something special. And I'm not going to destroy that relationship. Satan is doing all that he could to destroy that relationship. But he couldn't destroy the relationship. As a matter of fact, after he had gone through all of that, Job became richer than he was before. Everything that he had before couldn't compare with what he had after that. Because he did what the Lord would have. He held on to that relationship. Satan wanted to destroy it. Satan wanted to pull him away. Satan wanted to prove to God that Job wasn't all that he said he was. But all that God thought that he was. But somehow Job held on to God. during that experience.
Yes, sir.
I can find a lot of folks in the scripture that had some experiences that may have caused them to wonder about their relationship with God. Well, where is God? He hasn't taken me through and out of this situation. One of the things that happens, I guess, when we go through our trials and our tribulations, when we go through things that are testing us, when Satan does this, and again, I believe more often than you realize, Satan is getting involved in order to try to pull you away from the Lord, trying to destroy that relationship that you've got with God. Any way that he can.
Anyway.
He wants you to stop trusting in the Lord the way that you do. And somehow it seems that if it's been a long time, that's when Satan starts whispering, I don't believe the Lord's listening to you.
Yeah.
I believe that with all that you've done, you thought your relationship was good, but all the things that you've done, Satan will get this to you. He'll say, all the way you've been living, and God's not listening to you. You ought to just stop sending up those empty prayers.
Yeah.
And nothing's coming back. Why do you keep praying?
Yeah.
The children of Israel say, you know, we know that the God was able to do great things. And look at us now.
Yeah.
Isaiah, somehow it seems like things aren't going the way that we thought they would. He's not hearing our prayers. Maybe we're not as righteous as we used to be.
Yeah.
And maybe our prayers just aren't getting, or maybe he's not as powerful as he used to be.
Well,
these are the things Satan was feeding us.
Yeah.
Trying to destroy that relationship that they had with him.
Yes,
certainly
sir.
They needed to be punished, but somehow the relationship just didn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah.
And that's when Isaiah said, hast thou not known?
Yeah.
Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God?
Hallelujah.
I know what Satan said, but don't worry about what Satan said.
Yeah.
The everlasting God, the Lord of the universe,
yeah,
he thinketh not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
He giveth power to the faint, to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Isaiah said, let me just tell you this, that relationship that you have, don't let it go away because you had to wait so long.
Yeah.
He's still God. He still loves you. You just need to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Satan wanted to destroy the relationship, but they just didn't have the patience to wait. Sometimes our relationship with the Lord starts to get a little testy when we look and find that somebody who we know is walking and living deep in sin seems to be blessed more than we are.
Come on, Say so.
You say, I've been doing everything that the Lord would have me to do.
Yeah.
I've been walking the righteous path.
Yeah.
I believe I've been living the way God would have me to live.
Yeah.
And those folks down the street, look at the way they're being blessed.
That's right.
Oh, look at the way he continues to shower them with blessings over and over again.
Yeah.
And I have trouble making my rent.
Come on,
why is it that he's giving all those blessings to him? You start getting a little testy about this. And you start wondering about that relationship. That relationship that you have with the Lord. The reason you start wondering is because Satan's pointing to those folks down the street.
Come on.
And Satan tells you that, well, look at all you're doing. Look at how hard you're trying. And the Lord isn't showing you the love he's showing to those folks. Why don't you go ahead and live like they do? Why don't you go ahead and do what they're doing? The Lord will still bless them in their condition and their situation. Why don't you go ahead and do what they're doing? Enjoy yourself. Enjoy what they're doing. So many reasons. But somehow you know what's so important is no matter what's going on, no matter how Satan tries to change us, if we'll just really stop and meditate. I look at the 73rd Psalm. And that talks about somebody who said there was somebody and some folks who were doing everything they were big enough to do. And somehow, as I looked and saw what they were doing, and I was trying so hard, this writer of the 73rd Psalm said, I really started getting depressed. And then he said, I came into the sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, I guess he went to church.
Yeah.
And he sat down and meditated for a while.
Yeah.
And he started thinking about not what somebody else had.
That's right.
Not what the Lord had done for somebody else. But what the Lord was doing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked at it and recognized that my portion is forever.
Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about my beautiful, special possession going away.
That's right.
I have the Lord forever.
Yeah.
And he's an everlasting Lord. What I've got And what do I have? And what is mine?
Yes.
It's so special. I don't need to worry about what somebody else has got.
Amen.
Satan is going to try so hard to test you.
Yes.
There are going to be some things that you want to do, some things that may be pleasures, if you will, but you know it's not what the Lord would have you to do.
Right.
And somehow Satan will start letting you see that it's really okay now. You know, the scriptures used to say that. But you know, it didn't really mean quite that.
Yeah.
Or no, that's the way it used to be because of where people were living and the way things were. But those things that the Lord said then and the way he wanted people to live then. And, no. The word hasn't changed. God hasn't changed.
Yes.
And those things that you may want to do that you know are outside of the will of God, don't let Satan tell you it's okay now. Don't let Satan say and let say to you that you ought to get in step with the world because everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
Don't let Satan convince you that what you know is against God's will is okay. Satan is going to try to change us.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess what I want to say to you, the scripture here lets us know we're going to be tested.
Yeah.
And with every trial that we go through, and we're not just talking about trials where we're being tempted to do something for our pleasure.
Right.
We're talking about those tests that we go through, those tribulations that we face. Everything that we go through during that time, we need to hold on to God even tighter.
Right.
We need to determine within ourselves, spiritually, what is God's will for me in this situation?
Yeah.
What would the Lord have me to do?
Yeah.
How is it that I can please the Lord in this test?
Yeah.
Because with every test, with everything that Satan puts you through, your relationship with God is going to change.
Yeah. Right?
If God brings you through after you held on to it, if you decided, I know what the Lord would have me to do, and he brings you through, somehow you're going to find that you're stronger in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I did it the Lord's way. I held on to it. I waited on the Lord, and he did bring me through. So I came through that situation.
Yes,
I came through that trial. My relationship with God is better. I'm stronger in the Lord. I believe that he's able. I know that I can trust him. Whereas if you find that somehow you start believing he's not there and thinking he's not going to be there for you, you can do what so many people have done. Decide to not stay in the church.
Come on, Pastor.
Not continue to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Your relationship, when you go through a trial, you're either going to become stronger in the Lord because you see what he did and how he brought you out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to drift away because you're going to be disappointed and Satan has convinced you that God is not really going to move for you in that situation. Let me just say this to you. In every trial and every difficulty you go through, God is there for you.
Amen.
You just need to trust in him and wait on him.
Yeah.
God is able to bring you through that situation.
Yeah.
Those tribulations that you're facing, God is able to bring you out.
Yeah.
And the worse it is, the more you're going to love him when he brings you through.
Yeah.
The worse the problem was, the more you're going to realize God is a problem solver when he brings you through.
Yes,
the more you trust in him and embrace that relationship, the stronger that relationship is going to become.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, we are all going to go through some difficulties.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go through some trials. Everybody's going to go through trials.
Yeah.
And that's because Satan wants to destroy some relationships.
Right. Yeah.
He wants to destroy the relationship that you have with God.
Yeah.
And the only time he's going to stop is he feels the relationship's already been destroyed, and he doesn't have to worry about you anymore.
Yeah.
As long as you're trying to live for the Lord, as long as you're trusting in the Lord, you're going to find that you're going to go through some situations that press you down. You're going to have tears that come to your eyes. You're going to wonder, how long do I have to put up with all of this? And when am I going to get through it? When am I going to get out? That's the time when you want to hold on to God. To God, I know you're going to bring me through. Job said, he talked like a foolish woman. Now, I know God's going to be all right and bring me through this. I know that God will bring you through.
Right.
Somebody's going through something right now.
Yeah.
And they're wondering why they seem to be the only one that's able to praise the Lord the way that they do and look around and see folks who are less more than they are. Somebody who's here right now has a situation that they don't know how they're going to get through.
Yeah.
Somehow they had tears in their eyes, just crying about where they are right now. Well, let me just tell you something. God knows where you are right now.
Yeah.
And God knows about that situation.
Yeah.
God won't allow Satan to put more on you than you're able to bear. He's going to bring you through it. You just need to trust in him a little bit more.
Yeah.
When you trust in him and he brings you through and he brings you out, your relationship gets strong.
Yeah.
No matter what it is you go through, your relationship's going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to get stronger when God brings you through. You're going to trust him more when you find out he's there for you. You're going to recognize him as a friend like no other friend. Satan's going to put you through it. God's going to bring you out of it. Trust me, I know that he is. He's bothering me and trying to bring me down. But you know what? I'm going to hold on to God. I know that he loves me. And I know that he can. And he will bring me through. Think about it. My God, with all of his power, my God, with all of his love, why should I be worried about anything that Satan might do with all of God's power? You have a relationship with God.
Thank you.
You have a relationship that gets stronger every time Satan smacks you. You have a relationship that gets stronger every time you draw closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
Every time you whisper to him at midnight that I need your love,
my Lord.
The relationship's getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
Every trial,
every tribulation,
every situation,
your
relationship's going to change.
Yeah.
If you hold on to him, if you trust in him,
wait
on
him,
it's going to become stronger and stronger.
Thank you, God.
Satan won't leave you alone, but Satan's going to get to the point where he realizes he cannot, he cannot destroy your relationship with the God of the universe. Satan cannot.
Cannot
turn away.
Yes, sir.
From the God of the
universe.
Satan cannot. Strengthen the relationship by praising the Lord and embracing that relationship throughout any situation that Satan tries to put you through.
Thank you.
Going through something?
Yeah.
I believe most of us are. Got a situation? Need some help with? I believe that the God of the universe wants you to know he has not and he will not.
Thank you, Lord.
Leave you alone.
Thank you.
He loves you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
He loves you.
Thank you.
What a special relationship we have with him. Don't let your tribulations, trials, difficulties make you start turning away from a relationship that's so special, so perfect. The God who's able to do anything we fail. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father, our loving God.
My Lord.
Father, we love you because as we look into the Word, we can see that many have gone through trials and difficulties.
Yes, God.
And we can see where Joseph went through some things. And when he looked back on it, he realized that the brothers meant it was for bad, but somehow it turned out to be for his good. He was able to do great things.
Yeah.
Job knew that no matter what he was going through, he could trust in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we who are here trust in you. Father, we just ask that somehow, although we have faith, that you increase our faith.
Amen.
And when we're going through something, Father, make us realize that you have not forgotten about us. Not only do you know that we cried, but you know how many tears we shed.
Yes, Lord.
Not only, Father, do you know what the situation is, you already have a solution. And somehow, Father, when you bring us through it, we know that the relationship is going to change. It's going to become stronger. Every time you bless us, every time you bring us through, we trust you more. Every time you lift us out of the situation, we recognize how much you care about us. We thank you for your
love.
Father, we realize that we were on our way to hell, but somehow you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die, bring us through and out of that situation. Father, no matter what it is we're going through, we know that you have a way. Bring us through and bring us out. Thank you for that. We trust you, Father.
Yes, God.
We recognize you as a friend like no other friend.
Yes.
Get behind your Savior.
Yes, God.
Get
yes.
behind me, Savior.
Yes.
Father, we recognize you as our God. Satan cannot, destroy our relationship. Oh, thank you for the relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for the Lord. Thank you for all that you've already brought us. Father, thank you for the confidence
that
you're going to bring us through whatever we might be going through right now. All the precious name, the powerful name, the loving name.
Yes, God.